13th of June 2020, 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21. Leaving there, he came on Elisha, son of Shaphat. As he was ploughing behind 12 yoke of oxen, he himself being with the 12th. Elijah passed near to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you," he said. Elijah answered, "Go, go back, for I have done anything to you." Elisha turned away, took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He used the oxen tackles for cooking the meat when he gave the people to eat. Then he rose and, following Elijah, became his servant. Elisha's vocation and his immediate response to it is reminiscent of the Lord's calling of the disciples who left everything behind to follow Jesus. Here Elijah still allows his follower to say farewell to his family. But Jesus makes it even clearer how important such a vocation is, a vocation that henceforth only has to concern itself with the kingdom of God. Whoever puts his hand to the plough and looks back is not sent to the kingdom of God. It's written in Luke 9:62. Or whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:37. It is important to understand the dimension of such a vocation as it was given to Elisha. It is not directed against the family, and it relativizes its importance in the natural order of life. The commandment to honor father and mother is and remains, of course, the same. But such a vocation belongs in the dimension of the supernatural order. It is a direct call to the service of God. In order to be totally free for him, the cultivation of natural bonds is withdrawn. Care for the good of the natural family is transformed into a universal concern for the concern of the kingdom of God. When such a call is made to a person, it is a greater proof of God's love, and we can assume that this call is always a blessing for the natural family, even if it is often not understood. The celibacy of Catholic priests, for example, is to be understood in the context of the special call. Their life brings to mind the life of the Son of God, who has not entered into a matrimonial bond. Here, there are many aspects of such a life form to be considered, and so to better understand its value. In the context of today's reading, however, the character of the call that leads out of the otherwise dominant natural reference of life must be considered in particular. In the following of the Lord, it is necessary for every Christian to change his habits and thinking. As St. Paul teaches us, we should seek what is above. If this is already true for the Christian in the world, who naturally has to deal much more with the daily realities of the life in the Spirit of Christ, it is especially true for those who have been called out and freed from some earthly burdens. It would be paradoxical if, for the sake of Jesus, one were to leave the world and yet voluntarily engage in worldly things in a way that binds the heart. People who have received the special call to follow Christ should carry the word of the prophet Elijah within them. "Remember what I have done to you," because the mantle of the prophet has been thrown over them too, because they have a special part in the prophetic vocation. "Remember what I have done to you." So it could go on to say, understand this call as a special call of love that calls you to the responsibility of responding to it. Therefore, bind yourself to me only, so that I can send you, so that I can live in you, so that you can become a blessing for others.
The communion verse says, "Truly I say to you, that you, who have left all and followed me will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life.